Welcome to Inmate Diaries, where we help to highlight the thoughts of those behind bars. Because as people, they matter.
I think the Russian invasion of Ukraine is just sad and repulsive and just flat out wrong. It's just the killing people with missiles. Lives are being lost. Lives are being destroyed. And over what? Because of one person? Greed? No, this is wrong. But I think the biggest thing about it is the world is just pretty much watching it, not doing anything. Why is the U.S. is not doing nothing? They want to sit back and do this and do that. Those people need help over there. And it's just sad. Lives are constantly being lost. As I sit here and watch it. These sanctions, they may work, but in the long run, it'll be too late. And then when the war is over, what are you going to do? Lift the sanction. And it's going to be business as usual. No. No, something has to be done. And everybody's saying this. Everybody has their opinion. Yeah. But we need to do something as human, as a people. No matter what race you are, you as a people still have a voice to go to your leaders and get something done. This is a travesty. Thank you for listening to me.
Hi, my name is Bernard Jones. My thoughts on the Russian aggression is that we have two world leaders, you know, United States and Russia. And it's like a chess game that they play. When the Soviet Union was once USSR, when they could no longer afford being USSR, they broke up. And the U.S. took advantage of these other countries by forming NATO and placing U.S. troops near Russia's border. So now you have Ukraine, who was courting NATO, and you had 2014, when they was courting them, when Obama and Biden was in office, Russia told them, stop courting NATO. So to prove a point, he took Crimea. Also, Georgia, which surrounds Russia border, was courting NATO, and Putin told them, stop courting NATO, and he ran up in Georgia. Now, all this was on Obama and Biden's watch. So now we have Biden as president now. So he's taking advantage of our weakness, knowing that we're not going to really do anything to him. And my belief is, I really think that Biden is compromised because of his son's laptop, which they is really keeping that silent from the American people. You know, I follow this stuff, politics and law and business, real heavy. So it's like I can see, you know, because I also read Wall Street Journals and IBDs, watch the stock market. You know, I can form a little opinion on what's going on. But his aggression is, I think it's merited, because if you look at a map, you can see that we have him surrounded from Alaska to, Poland. Well, Poland's kind of far back, but I think it's Lithuania and Lithuania. I can't really pronounce them names, but NATO is like right on his borders. And it's like two countries that, you know, is not, you know, NATO, which is Ukraine was one of them. So Ukraine, you know, following Western ways, you know, they want to join NATO, but Russia don't want NATO close to his backyard even further. So he told them, stop courting them. So he made an example of them and ran up in them. But I wonder why he didn't do it on Trump watch. And I'm thinking that's because it's this old saying that game recognizes game. So all through Trump presidency, he was just showing strength. The first thing he did, he came in and put billions into his armies and created Space Force and started building a nuclear arm. So he understood. Now we have Biden, who was like a domestic type of president, want to deal with all these domestic problems, but You don't understand. People don't understand, or American people don't understand, that foreign policy really affects us too because of the supply chain, and we are all tied together. Each country, you know, because some country have absolute advantage over different types of resources. You know, so we have to deal with these other countries. And as you see, since this president been in office, a lot of things have went wrong. I ask people, can you name me one thing that he did as good for the American people other than his policy that tore us down when we was thriving? So right now, if you watch the stock market, we headed into a recession if this don't get correct, because you can't keep throwing money at a problem. But as far as the Russian aggression, I think it was merited, because if I was in his shoes, I wouldn't want American troops further in my country if I was a world leader and that was my country. Because if you look at a map, America, we is everywhere. That's why we number one. And I thank God we are number one. But even with China, we over there in South Korea, Guam, Japan, you know, Taiwan, we friendly with Taiwan and Hong Kong. So, you know, we all around Vietnam. So we everywhere. And our army can spring into action within 72, 48 hours because we have bases over there. So these other countries, you know, that's now getting bigger and getting stronger, you know, they want to push us back towards the West. And it's just like China and Russia, they courting Venezuela.
I think the invasion on Ukraine by Russia is complete bullshit. Pardon my French. In fact, I actually wrote to the Ukrainian embassy and told them if they let me out, I'd go fight for them. It breaks my heart that those people are suffering like that. And I'd really love to go there and kick some fucking Russian ass. That's all I gotta say about that yet.
You know, peace, this now is born, God Allah, you know what I'm saying? I really don't get into the Russian stuff, but however, I'm going to say this, that that's a orchestrated and planned situation where the economics and the powers that be force those things to happen, where people are no longer a part of the consideration of humanity, but are political, economical prospects of pawnship. In other words, they came together as bankers and people with economical structures to entice that guy to go up into Ukraine and try to take over Ukraine and to have those people scattered out across the world without their family members. You know, like the border, just like the border right now here in America, there's over damn near 7-8 million people just sitting there without their families, kids separated from mothers and fathers, mothers separated from fathers, you know what I'm saying, and kids and things of that nature. So you have those things, and they're running from groups of tyrants and things of that nature as well. So you just can't look at the prospect of one aspect. But that issue is of a economical structure because of, you know, not to sound insensitive or anti-Semitic, because I can't be, because the president is Jewish and Ashkenazi Jews and so forth and so on has a power that has to be acknowledged. And so, you know, you have a structure, a whole structure that is created to project that. That's just like Ivan Weishaupt was kicked out of Russia, and so him and a group of Jewish bankers and things of that nature got with the Rothschilds, which was considered the Red Shield, and they began to create an idea or a concept called the Illuminati. If you look into the history of Russia and the history dealing with Jewish people and Ukraine and everything else, you will find your own answer. So it's a terrible thing against humanity. It's a terrible thing against humanity. I mean, but, you know, hey, you have to look deeper into the process of it. Those people don't deserve what's happening to them. However, it's happening to them based on the powers that be and based on the economical structure on a high level of gentrification. You know, women and children are leaving their husbands behind to fight for a country. They might not never see them again. You know, you take people from different parts of the world and bring them to a place where they have never been, and then you separate them from their women and children and sell them to other people, and then you call them Americans. Now you have the same situation again at the border and all across the globe. So crime against humanity is taking place based on the economical structure and the powers that be. I don't know how far people are looking into that, but, you know, you might want to go dig a little deeper. Emotionally and humanly, those things shouldn't happen, but they did. They are. And, you know, send my peace to those people in Ukraine that is only fighting for their consistent ideas and concepts of what they consider to be free. And I send my condolences and my energy, my powerful energy to them. All right, thank you. Take care. Peace.
Hello, this is the Legendary Liquid with the podcast talking about Ukraine. Again, my number is 509-204-5896. All of my people out there that are trying to reach me, you know what I'm saying? This is your bro, this is your family. Remember that or this is your friend. Friend is a strong word, but friends last forever. Relationships fluctuate. Always remember that. But about Ukraine, it's tragic, it's a travesty, it's destruction, it's chaos, and it's oracle, because it's the same thing that they're talking about that happens in the Bible. Now, I'm not going to try to Bible thump you or anything like that, for whether you're atheist, whatever is going on. It's bad. It's you know, the things are getting worse in this world. More men in the world, more bombs are going off into the world. And everything is about hate, and everything is about controlling your mind with social media, these fake diseases, you know, the all of this ties together. You know, for a person that wants to target after children's hospitals, you know, there's a special place in the abyss for him. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, for him to command that, and then for the troops to patronize by helping the kids that they just bombed is weird. I really don't want to speak on too much of something that I don't know nothing about the too much of the Russian culture, but I can see with my eyes watching CNN every day that it's a Holocaust. It's like, okay, what is it like watching 9/11, but for 2-3 weeks? You know what I'm saying? And it's sad that those people have to go through that. But then it's like, could it also be karma from other things that they've done? And I'm not saying that, I'm not making an excuse or trying to make any I'm just trying, maybe making some logic, if anything. You know what I'm saying? I'd be lying if I wasn't telling you the truth. That maybe, you know what I'm saying, because karma comes in all different shapes, sizes, and fashions, and now they're at war. I mean, a war is a war, but then the man, you know, he tries to ridicule, especially the blacks in prison, for, you know, why they use gun violence and not call the police. But we learned war from the man. We learned war from watching you. Now you give the rabbit the gun, and now all of a sudden it's bad. You created these guns that are shooting and killing people every day, all day, when you could have had tasers, knives, or kept it Wild Wild West lassos and ropes. You introduced that, and it got turned back on you, and then now it's going on in the urban cities, through war, through all of that. Where do you think that we get all of this destruction from? So I'll say that Ukraine is a bad example for people coming up. It's destroying generations. And, you know, really at the end of the day, I don't care if it's a cliche, hate begets more hate, and an eye for an eye makes everyone blind. That was by the predecessor, the illustrious Dr. Martin Luther King, that won Nobel Peace Prize. But I'll say this, that life is all about perception. Is it purging the world? Is it time for you to move? And you don't have to be around the community that you're in. So, you know, just go ahead and just move, go somewhere else, and let it just turn things that happen, the tragedy, into a lesson. That's all you can do. And that book I was telling you about it's called The Mole People, and it's by an author named Jennifer Tooth. Her name is Jennifer, T-O-T-H. It's called The Mole People. It's about the underground world back in the 80s with the AIDS epidemic and the people that were have to live underground in the cities in New York and in other major cities. Go read it. Legendary Liquid, a.k.a. Dixon Cookies, a.k.a. The Black Kyle Rittenhouse, 15. I'm gone.
I'm against the Russian war. What's going on over there? You know, them people shouldn't be hurt like that. That's why I've been writing 5 letters already so far to my governor, J.P. Pritzker, trying to get a pardon so I could go over there and help them fight. And I'm trying to find out who my congressman is. That way I could write him as well. One of the guards here in the correctional told me to write him, and then that might help as well. So, man, stand up in solidarity against Russia. What's going on? I don't hate the Russian people. It's Putin that's making all the mistakes. You know, same with Ukraine. If y'all support me, call me 618-226-5368.
So first, I have 3 thoughts on the Russian invasion. 1, I have to say that the Ukrainians' demonstration of courage in defending their country is admirable. However, theirs and Poland's treatment of the African students, not so much. Initially, Ukrainians were not letting the students leave with the other Ukrainians, and to date, Poland is still holding some of them in detention centers, as opposed to the white Ukrainians. And 2, the lack of any NATO military resistance against Russia shows why some nations aspire to possess nuclear weapons. The excuse that NATO would not defend a non-member is in contradiction to their defense of Kuwait against Iraq's invasion in 1991. But then again, Iraq did not have any nukes. And lastly, I have to question the press's pushback on President Biden's declaration that Putin is a war criminal and that he must not remain in power. After all, isn't the bombing of thousands of Ukrainians enough to be considered a war crime? If so, why should such a person be able to remain in power?
So I guess you knew I was going to really have something to say about this, huh? I don't know. Peace. But, yeah, so what I think about is I think about Yemen. I think about Yemen and Palestine, all those babies that's being murdered over there and all those war crimes and how the U.S. is supplying the weapons to Israel and Saudi Arabia and these dictators and, you know, in Africa and South America, Latin America. I think about all those black and browns who's been killed. But it seems like they're only concerned with, you know, those folks in Ukraine. But then again, they're white, you know, and the blacks that was trying to get away from there, you know, they were being held up and stopped on the border. And, you know how it is. But I'm just saying, yeah, America is nothing but double standards, hypocrisy, and all these folks saying they woke are asleep. They think they're woke. They're not woke. They're asleep. You know, but that I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole. That's how I feel about the war in Ukraine. It's terrible. War is bad. But America instigated this war. It's been instigating wars, you know. But you got to know the history of NATO and everything surrounding that. Putin gave them plenty of time to prevent that war from happening. But you got Joe Biden with his foolish self. You know, they get their votes by doing stuff like they're doing with, like, say, this new Supreme Court justice they're trying to put up in there. The sister wouldn't even say what a woman was. I wouldn't even want to vote for her, right? I mean, just based on that, like, you can't say what a woman is? Come on now. I mean, anyway. You notice she has a white husband, just like Kamala Harris. Are they trying to send a message to black women? Like, that's how you rise up. I wouldn't put nothing past the Joe Biden type, you know, just so happened to pick the women with white husbands. Anyway.
Hi, this is Robert Mejia, self-published author of The Shadows That Write on Lulu.com. I think that the Russian-Ukraine crisis is a serious issue, and hopefully it gets resolved soon, and I'm hoping and praying for world peace and that things will get better.
So this week is what our thoughts are on Ukraine. and the Russian invasion. Well, as an inmate, if they would let me go, I'd go in a heartbeat and fight for the Ukrainians. I don't know if they'd ever let us out to be able to go do that, but if they would offer us amnesty or just didn't offer us anything, just give us the right to go there and go fight for Ukraine, I'd go in a heartbeat. And there's several here that would feel that way. So that's kind of where I stand on it. I stand behind Ukraine and everything she stands for, and I stand behind the Ukraine people. I just wish there was something more I could do to help them.
Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing? My thoughts on Russian invasion on Ukraine, I think the president of Russia is so very wrong for doing what he's doing and killing innocent people. Regardless of Ukraine used to be part of Russia, he lost it a long time ago, and now there's a bunch of innocent people there, and he's killing everybody, trying to take it back. I think it's so very wrong. I think he should be punished for the war crimes he's causing, and I wish that they would let me out of prison right now and go help Ukraine fight, because I would. Thank you.
I think the Russian invasion on Ukraine is horrific. Every time I see the images on the news, it's so heart-wrenching. War just don't make no sense. I really don't understand it, but I wish it was a lot that the United States can do to help. But it's devastating. It's horrible.